everybody. This is Maggie Rod, and this is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And the call-in number, 800-313-9443, if you would like to join my conversation. Anyway, this article that I want to read is, the foreign policy is now policy for the interior. And if you want to find this article, godfatherpolitics.com. I get a lot of interesting emails from people, and they send me links to all kinds of different things, which is rather interesting. Some of them are. Anyway, in accordance to the principles of doublethink, it does not matter if the war is not real or when it is that victory is not possible. The war is not meant to be won. It is meant to be continuous. The essential act of modern warfare is the destruction of the produce of human labor. A hierarchical society is only possible on the basis of poverty and ignorance. In principle, the war effort is always planned to keep society on the brink of starvation. The war is waged by the ruling group against its own subjects. And its object is not victory over Eurasia or East Asia, but to keep the very structure of society intact. George Orwell, 1984. It was a well-known truth under communism that all foreign policy was for domestic consumption. The regimes in Eastern Europe talked loudly about the greedy capitalists and their constant threats against the workers' paradise. But no matter how much effort they put in their propaganda, we knew that it was all directed not against the West, but against us, their own citizens. Every time the propaganda intensified, we knew it meant less liberty, more repressions, longer lines to buy groceries, etc. And, of course, more people arrested on trumped-up charges just to keep the rest of us under fear. Foreign policy is interior policy with different words, a dissident author concluded, and was sent to jail without trial as a traitor. If anyone had any doubt that the same thing applied to our own federal government, this last week should have dealt with that doubt. Our own senators, and worst of all, Republican senators, voted to officially transform what was supposed to be a foreign policy into a policy for the interior. Finally, officially, the war on terror is a war waged by the ruling group against its own subjects. So far, the official battlegrounds of the war on terror were small, one or two medium-sized nations somewhere in the Middle East, a chemical plant in Sudan, a residential compound in Pakistan. This week, the war was officially expanded to its largest and most populous battleground, covering 7% of the world's total land area, the United States of America. There is a new group of combatants, the 300 million American citizens who still want to keep their life, liberty, and property to themselves. This declaration of war against the population of the United States was a bipartisan effort. Have you noticed how the destruction of liberty is always a bipartisan effort? No wonder if one pays attention to Orwell's words, the war is waged by the ruling group against its own subjects. Of course, it is for our own safety. That's what the communist rulers told us. If it wasn't for the concentration camps and the military jails and the secret police and breaking into homes by the secret police, we would have been defenseless victims in the hands of the capitalists. And the same applies today. If it isn't for our government to be able to indefinitely detain us without trial, we would be victims of terrorism. The Patriot Act led to the creation of Homeland Security and its most grotesque arm, the TSA, manned almost entirely by sexual predators and perverts. And it is today the TSA hasn't stopped a single terrorist, but it performs well in terrorizing children, pregnant mothers, elderly and sick people, and disabled war veterans. I'll finish this article when I come back in 3 minutes, everybody, so don't change that dial. I'll be back in three.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org for our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy. We urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural colon flow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. Colon flow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and I was reading from this article on GodfatherPolitics.com, and there's only a couple more sentences left. The Republican senators certainly know what has come out of that bad law based on good intentions. Well, I don't know how the good they are. They certainly know from that experience who will be the target of the National Defense Authorization Act. The same people who are the target of the TSA, not the terrorists. If you want to know who will be filling the indefinite detention camps, go to an airport and watch who was groped and harassed by the TSA. With that clear lesson from the last years, the Republican senators voted nevertheless for another such law. What a few of us suspected, that the war on terror was just a policy for the interior, is now official. This is nothing less than the Boston Massacre in modern setting. So, knowing what we all really do know, all of us, well, all of us who are paying attention, I should say, many people aren't even aware of this, so many people in this country don't know anything about it and don't get the bigger picture, and they just think, oh, we're going to be kept safe now. What do you do? What do you think you'll do? What are your choices? How are you going to combat, if you will, what it is they have done? I mean, if they knock on your door in the middle of the night, what are you going to do? I know somebody sent me a video, and it's about 5 minutes long. In fact, I'm going to put it up on my website, and about this little ditty they just signed off on last week. And I'm always curious, you know, I think, well, how will you react? Have you thought about that? How will you react if they come to your door in the middle of the night? Kind of like the Gestapo, you know what I mean? Rather frightening, isn't it? Just the thought of it. Of course, fear is a great way of paralyzing people and getting them to think, oh, well, you know, maybe I better just go along to get along kind of a thing. It's worked very well historically. Really has. It always does. All of these tactics that they use to paralyze us aren't anything new. I mean, their playbooks out there are, you know, you could read Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. You can read the Communist Manifesto. It's spelled right out there what they plan on doing, what they are doing, what the ideology is that's pushing what they're doing. I mean, it's not a big secret. Maybe unknown to many people, but it certainly is not a big secret. It's not like they really ever hide anything either, which is the more fascinating aspect of it. I mean, they do these things. They hide in plain sight. They do these things right in front of you, and people say, nah, that's not really happening. I'm not seeing that. I mean, this is the greatest show on earth taking place, isn't it? I was thinking about that last night. It really is, and we sit and we argue back and forth, and people get so sucked into the Democrats, the Republicans, the Democrats, and you go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And that's just a show. I mean, they're on a stage. It doesn't matter whether they shut the microphone off and turn the lights off in Congress and walk out the door. It's a con. Really, they are people. All these people should be getting Oscar awards for the acting that they have done over decades, shouldn't they? Really. I mean, it really is. It is the greatest show on earth. P.T. Barnum could never have imagined, I'm sure. As great a showman as he was supposedly had been, I don't think he could have ever imagined that we'd have, what is it, 465? 545, I don't know, today. People, actors on a stage, pretending, because they really are the great pretender, aren't they? Aren't they all the great pretenders? They all pretend to be something that they're not. They all pretend to be for something they're against, or against something they're really for. And we all sit idly by, as my guest frequently says, my weekly guest I have on, William Taylor Ryle, if we'd only just say no. But we don't. We all sit idly by, hoping that they'll bypass us. But we're all already on that list. The policy for the interior is at work right now. Tracking, calculating, monitoring, listening, spying. They're watching everything we do. We already know that. The technology is there for them to watch every single movement that we make and come up with all of this horse manure that they use to come up with to dupe people into being like sheep and being led to slaughter. And they are leading us to slaughter. They really are. You know, this whole climate change rhetoric, and of course Dr. Powell talks about it in her frequent articles all the time, the stuff that they're saying, where do you think they are going with all of these things? Someone living in Africa, some nomadic individual living, struggling to, drag a few roots out of the ground or whatever it is they are cooking. What do you think will happen to those people when they can't even use wood or whatever sources of fuel they use to light their crummy little stove? What do you think is going to happen to them? Well, they're all going to die off. How many of us do you think are going to be dying off? And how long do you think it's going to take? Now, you know, I had a lady on a week or so ago, Kathy Adams, who actually had called in from Durban, South Africa, and she was at that UN meeting that they had, and I had mentioned that little mud hut. In fact, she had a picture of it up on her website of that little mud, little beehive hut we could all live in. Now, how long do you think their modern U.S. citizen, how long do you think you're going to survive in a mud hut? What do you think you're going to do when there's no electricity? Huh? Everybody have a wood stove in their house? Gee, it's, you know, there's only certain days that you can burn wood out in California. Remember, I had that one caller call in a couple weeks ago, and he was talking about the criteria, I think there were four different criteria that you would be allowed to burn wood, and it was, well, some days are no burn days, and some days are you're only allowed to burn if you have a EPA approved stove. And of course, what did he say they were offering? I think it was a $1,500 a $1,500 rebate if you bought one of these EPA burning stoves. But then you had to sign a little piece of paper that said on the days that it's only you're only allowed to use EPA approved stoves to burn, you wouldn't burn. So there you go. So what do you think life is going to be like, huh? How are you going to survive? Do you think you'll survive? Will your kids survive? Will your grandkids survive? Well, they say we have, what, 72 hours, 3 days worth of food in our grocery stores? And then that's it. Then the shelves will be bare. You'll be able to eat some lemons, maybe. I don't know. Not too many of those will be on the shelves either. So how do you think life is going to be? And do you think it would be easier to try to prevent that from occurring now than recover after? Of course, I would have to say there won't be any recovering from it. Once they shut the lights off on America, they ain't coming back on. Anyway, I have a caller here, gentleman named Robert. So hello, Robert.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
What is your comment?
Code enforcement is giving me a bad time since 2004.
Okay. Where are you, Robert? What,
I'm in Hemet, California.
You're where in California?
Hemet, California, Riverside County.
Oh, Riverside. Okay, okay. So go ahead. Tell us what's been going on.
I bought a piece of property in 2004. I was going to resell it because it was in the path of progress. I flipped it to some other people, and as soon as we signed the escrow papers, I made an offer. Code enforcement come out and red-tagged three of the buildings out there. It has three mobile homes, a house, and a 50-by-60 permitted machine shop. And people I sold it to had tenants in it and everything, and they come out and red-tagged everything and cut the power off of one mobile, no notice, no nothing, and it's been going on like that for till this date, and I met with them yesterday, and they still don't realize what they've done.
You met with who yesterday, Robert? Who'd you meet with?
Four of the city officials from the city of Hemet.
And what'd they tell you?
They'll get back to me. This has been going on. They're always going to get back to me, and they never respond. And I've got an attorney representing me, and he wants to beg them. And I says, no, I've gone far enough. I want some action. Right now, at present, they will not issue me a permit to have the electricity turned back on my commercial building because some vandals ripped the meter off and turned the power back on. And Edison will not put a new meter on until I is inspected by Hemet, and they won't issue me a permit because of code violations. And there's three separate addresses, and they only recognize two. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. It's like picking on a scab. They keep digging on it, and it just gets worse.
Yeah, well, you know, this isn't any consolation, Robert, but there's all kinds of people out where you are. There's all kinds of people who are being assaulted by code Nazis and these zoning changes and these ludicrous ordinances that they make all across the country. But, of course, their goal is to get you off your land. Hang on, Robert, because I've got to go to a break. I'll be back in 3 minutes. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. My name is Maggie Rodden. Don't change that dial.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. and the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-5896. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-635-5896. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-635-5896. That's 1-800-635-5896.
Are you living in the years? Gonna wear the time. Are you gathering up the tears?
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Go there and look at all the good information I got on there because there is a ton of it. So, go there. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. I'm directing you to the water. Start drinking. Anyway, go ahead, Robert. You know, I don't know if you were listening when I was reading that article about policy for the interior, but you know who the terrorists are? The true terrorists are our government officials. They are the ones who are truly terrorizing the American people. We don't need to look outside this country. A lot of terrorists wandering around within this country. Who think nothing of denying people the right to use their property as they see fit. So please, you met with these nitwits yesterday, and they blew you off again and said that, they'll get back to you.
Yes. At present, I have three empty rentals over there. It's costing about $100 a day, and they're going to get back to me. And they won't issue me a permit to get the electric back on, so I can't list the property for rent because it doesn't have any power, and that property rents for $1,500 a month. I have a mobile home that rents for $700 a month, and another one rents for $800 a month.
Yeah.
So we're sitting there without no power, and it's been that way for a month and a half.
So, go ahead.
It just goes on and on and on, and they come out there and start picking about little electrical stuff. And I says, look, you annex it to the city. You should have before you. It was in the county. Then they annexed to the city. Now they expect everything to be up to code with the city, which is completely different than the county. And they did this 15 years ago. And, I mean, they just keep coming out there picking on stuff that don't, that doesn't make any sense. And there's the whole south side of my property. They've elevated and built houses 3 foot higher, and the water drains from that property to mine. They have a storm drain going to nowhere, and I've got pictures of them with a pump pumping the water out of the storm drain and pumping it onto my property. And it happens all the time. Then they want me to give me the front 20 feet of my property. And I told them if they'd hook me up to the sewer, they could have the property.
What do they want to take your front 20 feet for? What are they claiming they want to take that for?
They're widening the street. But I have friends that gave them 5 foot, and they got $33,000, and they don't want me to give me nothing. It would cost probably... I think a friend of mine said $19,000 to hook it up to the sewer, but most of it is city fees. So I think they need to swallow a little bit and hook it up to the sewer.
So what's your attorney? Is he a local attorney?
Yes.
Is he from there locally?
And I think that's a mistake because he's trying to kiss their butt and straighten it out. I says it's way past that.
Yeah,
me $500,000 on a sale. And they don't even want to acknowledge that. You know, they just come out and say, oh, this plug's bad. And I says, I'm past that, okay?
Well, you know what, though? Honestly, my suggestion, I think maybe about ought to look at somebody outside of area you're in, because I don't think this guy, he's going to play ball with them. He's not going to play ball with you, because it's not in his interest to help you.
Correct.
It's in his interest to feather his own nest and make sure he doesn't... anger the powers that be. Otherwise, you know, he'll be on the outside looking in when it comes to getting any kind of business. So you need to really look outside of there. That would be my suggestion.
Yes, yes.
You know, really would. I don't know. You know, there's a lady that I had on, and she's out in Wyoming or Montana. Karen Bud Phelan is an attorney out there. It may be worthwhile for you to have a conversation with her, Robert, and see what she has to say, because I know some other people from Face Off, the fight against code enforcement movement that is happening all around the country to try to help people such as yourself. I know a couple of the victims have been in contact with her, but I had her on my radio show, but she's a smart cookie. It may be worthwhile. She can practice law in any of the states, so she may be able to help you. It's just a suggestion.
Sure, sure.
No, I
talked to another fellow in San Bernardino, and he was really good. He says, you know, I'm getting old. I says, join the club. And he says, you have a very good case, but he says it'll take many years to settle it, and it takes a lot of money. And he said he would take it if I could pay him $500 a month and go along that way. But he says, I just have a friend that had a case settled, and it took 20 years.
Well, you know, here's another thought for you as well. There's a fellow that I had on my show, Ronald McDonald, who was a frequent guest on John Stadtmiller's show on Mondays. He was on with me a couple weeks ago. You might want to listen to that podcast as well. But I can give you his email address, and it might behoove you to contact him. Put that I told you to contact him, because he's been very successful fighting these zoning. And code Nazis, and he's out there in California somewhere, so he may be able to offer you some suggestions as well, so it would be worthwhile to talk to him. He's a real smart cookie.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, you know, if you want to email me, it's newpeopleorder@gmail.com is Ronald McDonald's email address.
Say that once again.
New people. Listen, we're hitting the break, so
okay.
Hang on with me, Robert,
okay.
And I'll give you his address when we come back in 3 minutes. Everybody, this is The Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Rodden. I'll be back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Hey, everybody. This is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show, 800-313-9443. Robert, Ronald McDonald's email address is newpeopleorder@gmail.com. So,
newpeopleorder@gmail.com.
Yep, and just say that I told you to get in contact with him, and perhaps he can help you.
Very good.
Okay.
All right.
Well, you know, I wish I had some other suggestions for you. And then I, you know, there's that an attorney that's out in Wyoming who probably is a good bet as well. But
okay.
You know, I don't know what to tell you, Robert, other than you're not alone, which is very of little consolation, I'm aware. But, you know, this is all these types of things are taking place all over the country because it is all part of a larger agenda to force people off their lands. And
yes. Do you have a phone number for the fellow in Wyoming?
No, I don't, but email him. He'll get back to you.
Email.
Yeah, email him.
Okay, and how would I find his email? Is it on
I just gave Karen Bud Phelan. I don't have her email off the top of my you know what, she was a guest on my radio show, Robert. If you go and take a look, search my website and put in her name, Karen Bud, BUDDFALEN, that'll pop up, and I know I've got a link to her website on mine somewhere.
Okay.
So,
and then there was another one in Montana, you said?
No, it's the same woman. I think she's in Montana or Wyoming. I'm not sure which.
Got you. All right. We'll do.
Okay. All right, kiddo. Well, Merry Christmas, Robert. I wish I had some magic words to tell you that would help you out, but unfortunately...
Yes. No, I know. I understand.
You know, I don't know what to tell you other than to contact these people. They may have some suggestions for you. I'm sure they do have suggestions for you. So.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Merry Christmas, Robert.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Thanks. Let's hope so, huh? We can wake enough people up and get them to stand up and not get on their knees. We'll be doing a good thing. So take care of yourself, Robert. Good luck. Hey, everybody, 800-313-9443 is the number. You know, I get all kinds of emails from people who were victims of these evil, evil people who were just going along, these useful idiots who were implementing these programs, these policies all across the country, and they're so, so stupid. They truly are. You want to know why? Because they think that somehow this isn't going to happen to them. They think that they're an insider and that, well, they're in the good old boys club, and therefore this is going to, they are immune from these same things happening to them. And of course, all they really are is useful idiots. They aren't immune at all, because it's only a matter of time before they are on a list and they'll be coming to their house next, because all they are is just stepping stones. That's all. They're all just stepping stones, and they'll be stepping on their head, and they'll be shoving them under the water next. That's all. Just a matter of time. Not if, but when. It really is. It is not if, but when. You know, I was looking at this article in the paper, and this was an advertisement for living green through your silver years. Well, I don't know how many silver years anybody's going to have anymore. I don't think there's any golden retirement happening or silver years. I think it's all one big con, but of course, you know, they're they want you to put your heating and cooling thermostats on timers and you reduce the wattage of many lights in a single household can reduce electric bills. So let's put in some of those low wattage CFL lights. Let's put some of those in so you can't see your hand in front of your face, and then you're going to trip, break your hip, and then it'll cost you thousands of dollars. And listen, I'm going to tell you from my experience, many years of experience taking care of patients over the years, when you're older and you break your hip, I'm telling you that that's like the first step in the long goodbye, because you usually head south from that point forward. Just is the way it is. So let's have very low lighting in your house so you can trip and break your hip, and then they'll be sending you off into that good night. And let's see what else. They want you to put a blanket around your water heater, drive less, consolidate trips as often as you can, walk. Now, that's a good thing. A lot of old people like to walk, don't they? I mean, I've seen them walking with walkers and walking with canes, and they can get far with those two devices to help them down the street, don't you know? Yeah, it'll work real well. I see a lot of people, they're able to walk. I took care of a lot of them in the nursing homes. A lot of them were walking. They used to go for 5 and 10 mile a day jaunts. Yeah, sure, please. You delusional, delusional people with this crap. But, hey, this is the crap they tell you, and a lot of people buy into this crap, too. Let's see, you can use public transportation. You know, public transportation is an interesting mode of transportation. It really is. A lot of people like to use it, don't they? That's why they're all failing and they're all in the red, because, no, people don't like to use it. They like to go from point A to point B when they want to go from point A to point B. And most of the time people are using public transportation because they can't afford a vehicle. If they could afford their own car, they wouldn't be riding the bus. It works that way. They wouldn't be taking the subway. They wouldn't be on the grungy, filthy subway. They wouldn't be smelling, which smells like a urinal. Going to Philly, I'm going to tell you, smells like a urinal, like a toilet. They wouldn't be going into that if they had a choice, right? Of course. But let's pretend they really want to ride the city bus. Let's see. They say suggest any means of mobility other than driving preserves parking spaces for others. Well, wait a second. What others? Why would somebody else? Why is it okay for somebody else to have your parking space and not you? It reduces emissions, and it'll improve your health, too, both mentally, and you'll get to socialize as you're walking down the street. Oh, isn't that grand? You know, that's why they're designing all of these streets so they're very narrow in these smart growth cities that they're developing. Because they want you walking. And they think that, you know, you haven't socialized in the last 72 years. Somehow you're going to decide, oh, I really want to get to know my neighbors. Wrong. Please. If you're the type of individual who socializes, you will just naturally do that. The fact that they're going to deny you the right to travel from point A to point B using a method that you want isn't going to make you more sociable. I got news for you. It isn't, but these people have been doing a lot of drugs. That's all I got to say. Let's go to Werner in New Brunswick. Hi, Werner. How are you, kiddo?
Oh, hanging in there, taking it easy. I shouldn't, but I do it anyway.
Doing a lot of socializing up there, are you, in New Brunswick, Werner? You think you'll be doing more socializing if you can't drive from point A to point B?
Well, as I say, you know, we got the social network now.
There you go. Yeah, but you won't have any electricity to power your social network there, so you won't be doing much online socializing anyway.
Well, hopefully I manage to do it and maybe go off the net. go off the hydro, you know.
Yeah, there you go. Well, here's some of the other things here that they suggest, Werner, let me read these quickly, is that, let's see, we could do some composting, and you could use natural cleansers, and you could eat foods lower on the food chain, and they suggest reinventing lawn care. Boy, I don't know what reinventing lawn care means. And you could do it yourself. You could do all this stuff yourself. So there you go. Eat less food, lower on the food chain, grab a few grubs out of the garden, get some roots going, and you'll be good to go, right?
Oh, and never forget about the dandelions.
Yeah, there you go. We could live on those as well.
Maggie, you know, you mentioned something earlier there about some people, you know, that they don't wake up and... they figure they never be the targeted one.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Last couple of days, I watched some of the documentaries about Stalin and the Soviet Union and his reign.
Okay.
How he knocked off those, at first he supported them. They became part of his inner team. But as soon as they became loose ends, he had no qualms about knocking them off. And I thought to myself, you know, maybe people, especially in North America, they should take a lesson out of it.
I agree.
The powerfuls behind the scene, you know, many people, they think they're of the in crowd, but they can become very fast the out crowd, expendable.
Yep. And I mean, you just referenced an individual in history who proves that.
Yeah, and as I say, you know, Soviet Union, you know, it was a mighty empire, you know. And
yeah, I do.
And how ruthless communists, and especially Stalin, was in eliminating anybody he perceived to become a threat to him.
Yeah, we have no idea how ruthless. Well, we do have an idea how ruthless people can become. It's just that, Werner, everybody thinks that things that are going to happen are always going to happen to the other guy. It's not going to happen to me. You know, it's funny. I don't know where that comes from in the psyche. I don't know. Maybe it's some kind of a self-preservation mechanism that we innately delude ourselves with to believe that somehow it's them. It's never going to be me. It's always going to be the other guy. I mean, it's such a false, invalid way of thinking, but we do that as human beings time and time again. I don't understand that. I don't know. Is it something in the water doing that too? I don't know.
People shall learn from history. And you know that saying, there are none so blind than those that don't want to hear.
Exactly.
And I added, none so blind than those none so blind than those that don't want to see. And I added, and none so blind than those that don't want to hear. And none so stupid than those that don't want to learn from history.
Isn't it? It just boggles my mind all the time. I think about that a lot, Werner, because I watch a lot of the history programs and that stuff, and history is interesting to me. And, you know, and it's funny, too, Werner, I'm going to tell you something, and I remember it. I was in seventh grade, and it was social studies, and I remember the teacher's name, too. In fact, he threw me up against the blackboard, which I deserved it. I was being a smartass. But I remember saying to him one time, what are you doing teaching me about history? That doesn't help me solve the problems of now and the future. How does history, you know, dumb, ignorant piss pot, for lack of a better way to put it, you know, thinking that I was real bright and astute here, right, with my ignorance. And, you know, that's the idea that I had, this ignorance of youth, right? Thinking that we don't have to look back to go forward, and all we got to do is, you know, all we got to do is work on today, and that'll fix tomorrow, kind of thing. And I don't know, it's crazy.
But the problem has been now for quite a long while. Before the history was being taught to us, the ones in power put their own spin on it, so we didn't get the true history. And now with the internet, and where there are a lot of original documentaries are available, you know, we have a lot better chance to really educate ourselves and, you know, without relying on building our view of the past on the spin that has been put by those that were in power and that are in power.
Well, the victories write the history book, or the victors write the history books, don't they, Werner?
Yeah.
And nobody really, how often do you even think of that? I mean, when most people look at something, they don't really think about who were the people writing the books that they're reading. Nobody really thinks about that much.
More and more people, they start waking up because some of the original documentations, they are now available on the net, but we still have to be very much aware, you know, that we don't and sort out good documentation from the information we get where somebody has already put a spin on it. This is most of what people know from history is second, third, and fourth hand passed down. And we are human beings, and we have a tendency to put our own print on facts, you know. So the best is to get it right from the horse's mouth, the original documentation, the original audios, the original footages, and so on, and then sort it out.
Well, unfortunately, you know, we don't have a lot of access to a lot of things. They've been destroyed and misplaced. They've been misplaced, Werner.
Yeah,
accidentally on purpose.
Because they don't fit into the world picture and the historical picture that has been given to us. So it's the same way as the true food movement, you know, where people want to have, you know, no GM modified. They want the real stuff. But we have been fed the same way with information and history so much, you know, not GM modified, but by the experts modified version of the history.
Well, you know, Werner, that's why it's so hard to get through to people to make that, to help them, to have that light bulb go on. It's very difficult to get through that armor that they're enveloped by that keeps them from seeing that there's some other information out there other than the stuff that they suck up every day. There's other opinions out there. There's other ideas. There are other facts that they've never heard of.
But that basically would upset everything they ever believed in and everything they ever been taught. You know, it would upset their whole picture of the world.
Yeah, exactly. Well, look at it's very overwhelming to realize that part of this agenda that I spend my time talking about here on RBN, with this United Nations Agenda 21, the goal is to kill off the majority of the population of the world. Who wants to believe that that's actually true?
Well, as I say, there is enough documentation there, and the ones that are pushing this agenda, you know, if people look in the archives and so what statements they made, you know, and then people can sort out if they really want to go down the garden path with those kind of leaders.
It's overwhelming to them, Werner. The truth is overwhelming to people because it is such 180 degrees opposite of what it is that we've all been told our entire life.
Well, as I say, you know, they rather believe in Reinhold the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you know.
Yeah. Well, I like Rudolph, though. Now, listen, you're treading light. You're treading on thin ice there with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Werner. Now, I happen to be a fan of his.
Okay.
Thanks for calling today, Werner.
I wish you a Merry Christmas and the best for the new year.
Thanks, Werner. You too. Thanks for calling and listening. I appreciate it. Listen, I'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. My name is Maggie Rodden. Don't change that dial.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. And we've only got a couple more minutes before the fat lady sings on this deal for today, but I did want to mention something else. And, of course, you know, when all else fails, call the people you're opposed to racists, and, of course, they think that's going to shut people up. And so that's what they're doing with Ron Paul now. The latest stuff is he's a racist, and somebody sent me an email with that yesterday, and I thought, oh, please, please. But isn't it funny, though? And, of course, the race card comes out, you know, when they're desperate. Desperate people do desperate things. And so, of course, that's what they think. That's the great oh, I don't know, I'm going to say equalizer, and that's not really the right word I'm looking for, but they love to throw the race card around. Oh, you're a racist, and you're a hater. Ooh, because they think that's going to keep people from, well, in Ron Paul's case, well, why would we vote for Ron Paul? He's a racist, and he's a hater. Isn't everybody a racist and hater as far as these people are concerned? Look at everybody in the Tea Party. Not only are you potential domestic terrorists, you're also racists and haters. So that encompasses millions of people here in this country have all been labeled with that the R word and the H word. I think, you know, the Scarlet Letter, I think maybe we should just have the R word and the H word, RH, HR, on our T-shirts. Maybe I'll put some of those on my, I've got a store on my website selling T-shirts and stuff like that. Maybe I'll add that on there. Maybe some people would like to have a T-shirt with that on it. But it's just such absolute nonsense. But that's the hustle that goes on, because they'll use anything. Listen, their bag of tricks that they got going on, they'll use anything. They'll say anything. They'll do anything. I've got a minute or so left, so let me grab this caller real quick, Mike in Chicago. Hey, Mike, how are you today?
Hey, Maggie, hi. Whole idea that Obama, you know, takes credit for the Iraqi war that just ended, well, how many billions of dollars did it cost and all the lives of our American boys? And they're still bombing over there today, I was reading. You know, there's bombings all across, right. So this Obama is a perfect ploy to make us feel a lot richer than, you know, we truly are, which we are poor, and that's something that's not too great looking into the Christmas season here, when you look at commodity prices across the board, everything, raw materials and you know, oil, everybody's wondering how oil can be $100 a barrel and it's $3 at the pump, you know. Well, that seems either manipulated or they could just keep the price wherever they want. But in reality, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, listen, the only thing I can tell you, and we've only got a couple seconds left here, Mike, is that all I know about the stock market, the little I know, or the choices I make, is I buy high and I sell low, and I've only got one thing in there, and it's food, and I'm losing money on it. Now, logic would tell you that food, the price of food is going through the roof, and yet the stock I bought is going into the floor, through the floor. So I'll tell you, I don't have the answer, but I do know it's a crooked game. That's all I know.
The game is rigged.
Beef
is up 38.65% in 1 year. You know, I mean, you're right. All these things, but yet, you know, you go. It's like price manipulation. You know, but
yeah,
when you got a guy coming from Illinois, Obama, and you got two governors already going to jail, you know that there's something going on.
Well, the crooks are in all states. I got that. I can tell you that much. Mike, Merry Christmas. I got to let you go.
Thanks
for calling. I appreciate it. Hey, everybody, I love to go to Oz. Somewhere Over the Rainbow is a wonderful place to be. Chin up. Better days are coming. Dr. Ileana Johnson-Powell is in the world fighting for you and I, so do not lose heart. Deanna Spingola is next. I'll be back tomorrow. Same bad time, same bad station. See you later, everybody. Chin up. The sun's going to come up.
Far, far away. Behind the moon. Beyond the rain.
The next